All right, it's game one of the NLDS, and we're joined right now by the man that has hit more home runs in the postseason than any other Dodger, and he hit his 13th in the wild card game in the fourth inning. That's the one and only Red October himself, Justin Turner. Thanks a lot for the time.
All those home runs are in the past, Dave. They don't mean anything. They don't count for anything right now.
That's why you're so good. It's what have you done for me lately?
No, it's be in the present, worry about what's in front of us and this game tomorrow, and then we'll worry about the next day after that.
You know what this rivalry means. How important is it for you and your teammates to just stay in the moment and realize this is just another step to your ultimate goal and not get too caught up in what the fans and, you know, everybody else is talking about?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. It's not about the rivalry. It's about, you know, playing every pitch, being in the moment, and, you know, doing the little things, taking care of the baseball, throwing strikes, staying in the strike zone as hitters, and all that stuff adds up and usually, you know, leads to helping us win ball games, especially in the postseason.
You just mentioned something that I feel like you guys have started to take more attention to, and that's the focus on defense and not give away extra outs. How important is that going to be in this series?
Yeah, it's important in every game, whether it's the season or even more so in the postseason. Everything gets magnified. So obviously, there's 27 outs in a game, and the last thing you want to do is give teams extra outs, especially postseason teams. You know, that's usually when you get hurt and they take advantage of that. So the goal is to take care of the baseball, only give them the 27 outs that the game provides them, and hopefully score more runs than they do at the end of it.
Justin, you're such a big part of the fabric of the culture and just what you guys believe in baseball-wise. It seems lately I'm hearing more of your teammates talk about passing the baton, and that's something that I've heard about the last 6 years. Do you feel like that's being talked about more and executed more lately?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a team offense mentality, and you know, there's not going to be one guy that carries us through this whole thing. You know, it's going to take a collective group. Although we might have some outstanding performances, you know, we all know what Seager did last year in the postseason, which certainly helps. But there was a lot of guys that did good stuff along the way with him to get us to where we were. So it's a team offense approach, and do what you got to do to find your way on base and let the next guy get the big hit.
I know in this series what took place last year and any previous year doesn't matter, but are we discounting the fact you guys have been to the mountaintop, you guys have been here before and have the experience?
I think it certainly helps. You know, we do have a lot of experience all the way throughout our roster, a lot of guys that have played in elimination games, a lot of guys that have played in World Series games, a lot of guys that have played with their backs against the wall. So the experience helps. I think it helps you not panic when the game starts to speed up, or, you know, you give up a run in the first in an elimination game, and understanding that there's still 27 outs to be played, and sometimes it takes all 27 outs, and we saw that in the wild card game. So that experience certainly helps.
And you have Walker Buehler on the mound today. I mean, I know you've talked to him a lot, you've played behind him a lot. To have him in a big game, the first game of an NLDS series, what separates him from others to be able to handle the moment and excel in the moment?
I just think he embraces the moment. I think he loves those big moments. He loves to be the guy on the mound. He loves having the ball in his hand, and he's a competitor. You know, just like all our guys, they're all competitors, and you know, couldn't be more confident in Walker going out there for game one for us.
You see some pitchers, they get a little bit overexcited before a start. It doesn't seem like Walker does that.
No, not at all. He's calm. He's cool. He's collected, and it's not quite, you know, the Scherzer and Kershaw start day presence, but, yeah, he's definitely walking around the locker room with confidence.
When you look at the Giants, you guys have played 19 times. Is there any secrets between you two teams, or is it going to be whoever plays the most mistake-free baseball?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of familiarity on both sides, and you just got to go out and execute. And like I said, do all the little things. All the little things add up, and, you know, we do that. We like our chances.
All right. You seem to always pay attention to the details. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Including the detail that I think that went over 5 minutes. I don't know. You might want to check the clock.
Wow. Already counting time. The man, Justin Turner.